This morning we're going to do something a little bit different, and if you get nothing else out of this morning, and I did not forget to dismiss Children's Church, I'm going to have Joanna come up here for it. This is what I want you to get this morning, is we've been talking about stewardship, we've been talking about a way of life and how we give and our time, talents, and possessions, and you might be wondering, well, what can I do? Well, we can hash this out week in, week out, but if none of us are available to God, then all that we've been talking about, all that we've been discussing and learning, it all doesn't amount to anything. You know, we could look from time and time again all throughout the scriptures, Abram, who later became Abraham, he was available to God. King David, who did some horrible things even in the midst of his power and reigning as king. And yet we're told in the book of Acts that he was one, when God said, "This is my will," that King David was the one individual that stood up first and said, "I am available. I am here for the Lord." And so as we just think about what we can do, we all need to start by saying and deciding whether or not we are going to be available to God's will. And I'm going to ask Joanna to come forward, and Sue, and Tina, and Carol, if you guys would come forward, and we're going to start with Joanna. I don't want this to be a downer today. Because here's the thing, there's so much going on here at Trinity United Methodist Church that is good. And in a large realm, I believe that in some regards, we're getting it done. Things are happening, good things are taking place, and I just want us to hear some of the things that are taking place through some individuals that have made themselves available. And this by no means excludes the other individuals, because there are many of you, and I get that. There are many of you who have made yourself available to God in unique and strategic ways. And so, but I also know this, that sometimes we get mired down and we don't ever stop to celebrate the victories. We never stop to celebrate exactly what God has been doing and what God is doing. And so this morning, I want us just to pause and to hear what God has been doing. So Joanna, I've asked each individual to think about two questions. The first question is how do they serve? And then the second question is, how have they been impacted through the experience of serving?
Okay. I serve in a couple different ways, but what really came to my mind is Good News Club first, and something new came to my mind. I used to kind of ask God, "Where do you want me to serve? Where do you want me to serve?" And he, you know, it's kind of funny. "Oh, there's lots of places for you, Joanna." So I'm with the kids all the time. But I love it, because when I talk in little by little, and I ask them sometimes, "When can we pray? Can we just pray when Miss Joanna says?" And they all yell back to me, "No, we can pray. We say anytime, anywhere, any place." And sometimes they get redundant, but they really know that God, prayer is just talking, just like I am to you. And in Good News Club, I serve there, and I'm teaching them about the Lord and the verses in the Bible. And it always, I'm always surprised. It always affects me. There's always something that Jesus wants me to learn, and the very memory verse I'm going to teach the kids. And the first Good News Club we had, and it's Good News Club's been hard. I've kind of just been, you know, kind of said I've been crawling along, but I actually felt peace about it, because God's just been carrying me through it, and it was so amazing because I let go, and it's, you get to that place where you just, I can't, but I can with God, and I kind of know about what that feels like. I know it went good, and it wasn't anything that Joanna did. But when I asked the kids, we were talking about Jesus and forgiveness of our sins, and I asked them, I said, has anybody ever asked Jesus to forgive them of their sins? And we had 18 kids, and over half of them, like three quarters of them, raised their hand. And they really knew it wasn't just like I'm raising my hand because the other kids are. They really knew what me and Carol were talking about. And we looked at the list of the kids today for the name tags, and Trinity has impacted them, us as a whole. A lot of them are our cousins, our kids, our grandkids. We were kind of thinking, like, they go or have been impacted by Vacation Bible School, the Easter Extravaganza, you know, everything else that we do here, little by little. And that's amazing, because that's how God is using us. So
Thank you. Before I moved out here, a friend of mine, Lisa, she told me this. She said, Max, never forget that it's about as much about God shaping your heart as it is about God shaping the hearts of those you minister to. And just like Joanna said, is that, you know, many times, always, all the time, we always receive something back when we make ourselves available. And so we're going to go ahead and ask all the kids to continue that. So thank you, Joanna. If the kindergarten through sixth grade could go with Joanna, and she can continue to just minister to those young lives. That's exactly what it's about. So Carol,
yes.
How are you serving here at Trinity, and how has this experience impacted those you serve, and how has it impacted and changed you?
I work in Good News Club, and I'm in with missions, and we pick a country, and we talk about the missionary, true mission stories. And last year, there is this story about homeless. And this one little boy says, raised his hand and says, I seen a homeless guy sleeping in a box up in the city. He says, do you think he loves Jesus, or Jesus really loves him? And I says, oh yes, Jesus loves everybody, even when they do wrong. You pray about it, and he forgives you, and he loves you more than anything. And you could see the wheels turning. And this year, there's a little girl that came her first time, and she took her coat to her mom. She came running back. She gave me a big hug, and she says, I don't want to leave, but I'll see you next week. And that's what it's about. And how it impacted me is when they come up, and these children give you a hug, and you look down into their eyes, and you see that sparkle and the want and the smile. That's what it's all about, is because they're just eager to learn.
Good. And I hope you don't mind me sharing this, Carol, but last year Carol didn't know if she could even, you know, do the Good News Club, and so we encouraged her. And I don't know if anybody else has seen this, but I've seen Carol come alive over the last year. And that's what happens when we make ourselves available. You know, it's the Spirit of God that really starts just working inside of our heart and our soul, that really just, and it all is boiling down to, are we available? You know, we can't get stuck on, well, I can't do this, I can't do that, I don't have that talent, I don't have that ability. You know what? We all have the ability to care. We all have the ability.
Came to me last year and asked if I could offer some services to help out with preschool and with Sunday school, and I help with Heather. And my first thought was, I was quite honored, but I don't have a big background in the church. I was not raised in a church. It was nothing in my family. And you know, things kind of changed actually when our daughter Cadence was born, because she was kind of a big surprise for us, biggest surprise of my life, best thing. But we knew we wanted her baptized and wanted her in the church. And in a way, through God and her, led us here to Trinity. I mean, it was just an amazing pull how we've just really been welcomed into the family here at Trinity and everything. And Pastor Max said, you know, I believe that, you know, we've got the community here to help you. I'm not just going to throw you out there and let you sink on your own. And it's really been an amazing experience, because I'm learning with the kids, and I just thought, I'm not qualified. I can't do this. I have no right to teach these children anything that I myself don't really know. But with the help of everybody here at church, and especially Heather, she has been amazing to help me. You know, we sit there, we talk back back and forth through Sunday school, and we decide, like, you know, this is really interesting. Let's go down this path. You know, I ask the kids, they're like, oh, I don't know about this. And even the kids tell me things that I don't know. And it's really great because, you know, I don't feel ashamed or embarrassed. I feel like I'm willing to learn and expand that knowledge and to admit to the children, I don't know this story. Why don't we look at this together and figure it out? But I just think that it's an amazing thing that's come to our lives. And even my husband, who he's like, man, you know, you run a daycare all week, you've got four kids. Do you really want to give up another hour on Sunday to be with kids? You know, and I'm like, you know what? This is my calling. This is where I'm at. And I have to say, I enjoy coming to Sunday school. I don't look at it as, oh, I have to give up another hour on my Sunday. It's definitely a place that I'm called to be and appreciate it. So if it wasn't for the thoughts of Max saying, you can do this, and the community here at Trinity, it really, you know, has changed the course of our lives quite dramatically in the last couple of years. So thank you.
Thank you. Thank you, Annalisa. And, you know, all of us, we can start right there. You know, we might think that we don't have much to offer. We know what we have the best thing to offer, and that's the love of Christ. That is the best thing that we can offer to a young life, to an adult as well. We can offer that, you know, and we need to just say, hey, I am going to make myself available to what God wants to do. Yes, and it's through Christ and through the Lord that we can do this. It's not in our own strength, in our own ability. It's through Him.
I think everyone knows that the main thing I do is with Trinity Care and Table of Plenty. And what it does is to help people within our church and the community. And it's to see the look on their face, you know, to know that somebody's there willing to help them. I get a lot out of it because the Lord has made it able for me to do that and give back what I've received, and if I can just plant the seed in one person, share the love of the Lord, then I'm doing what He wants me to do.
Good. How have you been impacted by serving through Trinity Care, through Tables of Plenty?
Been impacted by the Lord bringing it upon me to give to others that were in need, and then seeing them once they've received, being able to give back not only to our church but to the community.
Good. Thank you, Tina. And then we're going to move down here to Sue. Sue, why don't you share with us how you have recently served and where you just came back from and how that has impacted the people that you served and how it has impacted you and changed your heart as well.
Sure. Well, one thing I want to say is that she let me borrow this, and I got this scarf from Joanna, so it's all about giving to each other, right? I was freezing cold this morning. I recently went to Henderson Settlement, and I hope that all of you have heard what that's about. While I was there, I was able to impact not so much people in the community, but actually the people that I worked with side by side every day. I'm a perfectionist by trade, and I had a group of women, one of whom didn't know what a push broom even was. So I had to leave my perfectionism behind and teach these people how to do insulation and drywall and things like that. And one woman in particular said, you know, I've been coming here for 10 years, but I never had so much fun. And that's what we did. We worked side by side. We were tired, but we had devotions in the morning together. We ate together. We put puzzles together in the evening. And so for me, it was just this whole community. It's so amazing to be, as Pastor Max would say, to be with other sheep and to support one another in all of our efforts to give to this community who's very poor, and to be able to help them in reconstructing or building on to their homes. And some people who don't have that ability can, you know, there's something for everyone there. You can stuff envelopes, peel apples, but just to be in the same place with a group of people that are in one common mindset to love one another and to help the community was absolutely amazing. As far as how it affected me personally, the one thing that stuck out to me was actually not a lot to do with Henderson, but the fact that it happened theirs will always be in my mind, and that is that my dad had a small church when I was growing up, and he planted the seeds in us kids, my mom too, and he sent us to a camp. It was a horse camp, and it was kind of a work camp, and so to me it was like full circle, you know, that dad had started out in a small church, that he'd brought us up in the Lord, and then here we were at this work camp. But the thing that happened during that service that was so amazing is that they asked for volunteers to serve communion. And as I held the bread in my hands and looked into each face and said, "This is Christ's body broken for you," and looked into their eyes one by one by one, it was so personal. And I felt as though he was using me as a vessel to tell them about how much he cared that he broke his body. And that was amazing. It was worth the whole trip.
Good, thank you. You know, we all have choices in life as the video. Thank you all. You can. Do you want to share one last thing? Okay.
What I want to share is with everyone here giving to Trinity Care and Table of Plenty, I want to thank you personally, because without you, we wouldn't be able to do it. And each of you giving has made it possible that normally right now I would be passing clipboards around and asking for more. But this time we're not going to do that. Trinity Care has enough, and we're going to be able to buy the food this time to serve next week at Trinity Care and Table of Plenties. So I want to thank each of you personally, and that's your way of serving. Thank you.
Thank you, Tina. We all have a choice in the video. The individual, we can get so distracted through the busyness of life that we miss being available to God. And stewardship is far more about more than just time, talents, treasures. It's about making us available to what God wants to do. But I want to share some things with you. We had our charge conference a couple weeks ago, and you know, there's churches in this country that they never see each year one individual receive Christ as their Lord and Savior. And that might be incomprehensible, but it happens more and more. Every year, over 5,000 churches close because there's no new life coming up. Here at Trinity, we've had numerous individuals that have come to Christ as saving faith in their life. And many of those times, it's the children. And so why do we emphasize VBS? Why do we emphasize Good News Club? Why do we emphasize Little by Little, the Easter Extravaganza, the Fall Festival? Why do we emphasize these ministries? It's because the kids, they have a pure heart, and they need to hear about the love of Christ. And we have had numerous individuals place their faith in Christ. Over the last year, we've had numerous individuals that were baptized. And there are churches all across our country that may or may not baptize a single person each year. And I could go on and on and on about different things. And I'm a numbers guy from an insurance background. And when I look at the numbers, I know numbers aren't what it's all about. It's all about relationships. It's all about making ourselves available to others to share the love of Christ with them. And that's what it's all about. But numbers can be an indicator. They can tell us if we are moving in the right direction. And friends, we are. We are. There's a lot of good things. We have small groups that are opening and coming about, not by compulsion or anything from any leader, but it's by the Spirit of God that is moving in the hearts and the souls of individuals to say, we need to meet so that we can go deeper, so that we can learn more about Christ. That's a great thing. We have intentional risk-taking missions, individuals that are taking part in that. Such things as here at Gibsonburg, Tables of Plenty, the Easter Extravaganza, the Fall Festival, you know, VBS, here right at home. And then we move out to the region. We have Western Avenue that we're involved in. And then to Henderson within the region of America. And there is talk of an international missions trip. And that is being talked about. And so when I think about the health of Trinity and what is going on, there's an awful lot that is very, very good. And we have nobody else but the Lord Jesus Christ to thank for it. And all we can do is to continue to make ourselves available to what the Lord wants to do. Let us pray. Gracious God, we are humbled by what you are doing here, and we thank you, Lord. We thank you, we thank you, we thank you. We just pause right now to just gaze at what you have done, what you are doing. And Jesus, we thank you for that. We pray that you would find us faithful as those who have gone before were found faithful. For it's on their shoulders that we stand. It's on their testimony that we stand. It's on their faith that we stand. And so, Jesus, may you find us available. May we be available to show the love of you, the love of Christ to all those we come in contact with. May we just exclude the busyness of life, to be able to pause and to stop, to invest, to share, express your love to those that we come across, those that you bring across our lives. And so, Father, we pray that you would continue to have freedom, that you would continue to have the free reign here within this church, that you, above all, would be continually be praised and honored and glorified. We thank you, Jesus, and we love you. In the holy name of Jesus, our Savior, we pray. Amen.